preach tonight on the subject seeking God continually, and we're going to read four verses in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and we'll start reading in verse number 8. If you would go ahead and stand, and we'll read those four verses, and I'll pray and begin preaching this evening. And it won't be a long sermon. I've often said my sermons are like bologna. I can cut them wherever I need to. So hopefully they're not full of bologna. But anyways, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." And notice the text verse tonight, verse 11, the Bible says, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually." And let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much, Lord, for this church, Lord, for your word. Lord, I pray that you'd help me, Lord, to be a blessing. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. Get me out of the way, Lord, that your spirit can move, can convict and change us where what needs to be changed, Lord. I pray that, Lord, we prioritize our desire, Lord, to seek your will for our life and seek you, Lord. And I pray that you'd help me. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your blessings to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Quickly, before I preach, I appreciate those guitars being played and sung. That was a blessing, and I play some guitar, and we've been way up north in Michigan, and I haven't heard too many guitars being played, and I appreciate that tonight. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Now, the verse I read, "Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually." And what does that mean? That means our search for the Lord never stops. It's continual. It's every day. Now, the truth is, tonight everyone is in pursuit of something. Everyone has a passion for something in life, whether it's a job, whether it's sports. And I know I have a passion for sports. I love basketball. And I know we play Cazado. Our team's played in basketball some. And I love to watch those activities and sports. And I grew up right down from Rupp Arena there in Lexington. So a big Blue fan. And you're a Kentucky fan? Oh, man, now I love this church even more now. And but anyway, I know we got a bunch of Buckeyes in here probably. And somebody told me one time, those are just a bunch of worthless nuts. I don't know. But, oh, man, I'm starting off rough, ain't I? And everyone has their own pursuits in life. And those that pursue business. And those that pursue different things. You know, there's, I met a guy that recently came to our Sunday school class where I teach a college and career class there at Clay's Mill. And he was studying a degree on philosophy. And boy, talking to him was something else. I mean, you know, he's always debating, you know, what's the meaning of life? And these deep pontifications and the ponderingest person I've ever met. And here I'm listening to him talk, and then I'm just kind of thinking, you know, how do they get that cream on the inside of those Twinkies? That's what I'm wondering about. But my mind kind of drifts a little bit when people talk like that. But anyway, everyone has their own pursuits in life. And if you're working, you should pursue to do a great job at your workplace. And whatever you do, whatever your pursuit is, that's what you put your effort in. I know we're up here, we are in deer country, and I like to do some deer hunting, and there's a TV channel called Pursuit, and it shows all the men that spend all thousands of dollars, time and effort into pursuing those white-tailed deer, right? And all those efforts that are put into hunting. And I think of that, and I read this verse that says, "Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually." Now, there's nothing wrong with those things. And we should pursue different things of life. But you know, I want to challenge us. Are we seeking God first? Do we prioritize seeking God in our life? Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. I don't know about you, but I need new strength for today that I didn't have yesterday. And you know, I found strength in the Lord through reading God's word, to come to him in prayer yesterday. But you know what? He has something for me today. He has something for me tomorrow. I don't want to ever stop seeking God's will for my life. I don't want to ever stop seeking God's face. Boy, we serve a great God and a powerful God. And I'm thankful for what he means to me. Now, you know, there's a misunderstanding sometimes about seeking God. Some think that once they find God in salvation, they're seeking is over. And when all reality, their search has begun. They've experienced God in their life. Now, if you ask someone who isn't saved, would you explain God? They say, well, you'll get some different explanations, won't you? They'll say, well, the man up there, you know, and they'll start giving you a different explanation. But you know what? They haven't experienced His grace, His mercy and salvation. Now, I'm thankful for that God gives me some things that I do nothing to get. And He's blessed me with life, the air to breathe. But you know, I'm thankful that we serve a God. Now, those that aren't saved, the Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. How sad it is that the lost is blinded by their sin. That's why the church, it's a shining lighthouse to reach souls with the gospel and to tell them about Christ. But if you're here tonight and you're not saved, I plead with you. Get to know the Lord. Find the Lord in salvation. I'll never forget when I was saved as just a young boy and a five-year-old boy. My mom took the Bible and she witnessed to me at the kitchen table. I'll never forget praying and asking Jesus to come in my heart. And I've been going to the kitchen table ever since celebrating that salvation. But amen, I love to eat. But you know what? If God, you know, those that are unsaved, they don't know God in their life. But boy, if you're saved, you've been through trials, you know how God works. You know, I'm glad I serve a God that's alive. I don't serve a rock or a statue or an idol, but a God that's still answering prayer and a God that's still on the throne. There's not a problem too big for God. I can't go to God with a burden that's too big for Him to bear. And He's all I need. I wrote down a list. He's merciful and He's our Redeemer. He's forgiving. When we mess up, He's not waiting to beat us over the head, is He? He's with open arms, ready to receive us, for us to seek Him. But you know, oftentimes we seek so many things in life that He becomes what's left over. And I want to encourage us, no matter the decisions we make in life, do we seek God first? Do you know God? Do you search Him continually? You know, I'm still getting to know God more every day. Trying to know God completely is like taking a small thimble and trying to fill it with all the water that's in the ocean. We can never understand all that God is. Boy, He's such a great and powerful God. We can understand, but you know what? We can be a full thimble of the Holy Spirit's power. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I don't know if you ever heard that song, and I was actually humming that song and been singing it. This is how the song goes. I want to know more about my Lord. While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'm not turned back for some tomorrow. My trials here, I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. I want to know more about that homeland. I mean to go there somehow. After I reach that heavenly city, I want to know more than I know now. You know, He has something for us that we don't know. Bible says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I don't know about you, but I want to seek those things out for my life. And I don't want to come short of what He has planned for me. Now let me give you some points on why I choose to seek God continually. Turn your Bibles over to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews chapter 11. Number one, why do we seek God? Well, number one, He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. The Bible says, and I'll give you a second there, Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, our heart that seeks God, that yearns for God, He rewards that. You know, it's amazing how God rewards in ways that we don't understand sometimes. Not long ago, I was doing some visiting on my bus route. I'm a bus captain. I'm used to preaching to kids and, teenagers and stuff like that. And I enjoy that. You know, I spend most of the time, you know, sit down, be good, pay attention. You know, I don't have to do that tonight. But I spend time teaching them. And not long ago, we spent some time out knocking new doors, and it was hot. You know, one of those days you don't want to be knocking new doors. And, sometimes you knock doors, and you knock them, and you're just thinking, I hope nobody's home. Maybe I'm the only one. But, you know, you knock doors, and you work, and didn't sign anybody up. And the next day, we got the bus out. We're picking up kids. And a lady waved me down. Hey, over here. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, she's probably going to complain or something. You know, I don't know. I walked over there to that lady, and she's like, I got three girls that can they ride your church bus? And I was like, yes, they can ride. Come on, bring them on. All three of those girls came on the church bus. I'd never seen them before, and all three of them got saved. Trusted the Lord Christ as their Savior. He rewards when we seek Him. When we give our life and dedicate it to Him, He gives us rewards. You know, David sought the Lord in his life. Now, he was rewarded, but you know, David, I don't think he knew that he would become king when he was just a shepherd boy protecting those sheep, seeking the Lord and singing psalms and hymns unto Him, you know. And He has rewards for us when we diligently seek Him. Now, the truth is, an invitation for us to take a journey. It's a journey, God's will. And just amazing the things that God will have for you if you just get on board, right? It's like getting on board a ship. And recently, a few years back, me and my wife were shopping, and someone approached us. This guy said, how would you like to go on a free cruise? And I should have known something was up when he offered that, but I was like, sure, yeah, I want to do that. And the guy was like, well, sign your name here and, you know, do this. Well, I didn't really know what I was getting into. And I had to do one of those timeshare things, you know, where they hold you over the fire and tell you all these crazy things, get you to pay money. Well, anyway, we got on that cruise, and I remember I was a little nervous. I've been on a bass boat, but that's a little bit smaller than one of those big ships. And we got on there, got to our room, and it's kind of exhausting going through all that stuff. So we took a nap and woke up, and I was like, man, I can't even feel this boat moving. This thing is so calm. And I turned on that little TV. We hadn't even left the dock yet. We were still, boy, were we in for it. Let me tell you, the storm started coming, and that boat was rocking back and forth. And I remember we went to eat, got a big steak sitting in front of me, excited to eat it, and I looked up, and the door started spinning around. The ceiling fan was spinning around, and I got sick as a dog. I couldn't eat that steak, and I was like, let's go. And I tell you what, that was a rough journey. Those waves started coming, but then I learned, you know, what Dramamine, and I loved it the rest of the time. 24/7 ice cream machine. Oh, man, that was a blessing. But you know what? We had an amazing trip. But you know, sometimes God's will is like that. When you surrender God's will, you get on a ship, and the trials of life, they come. And the burdens that we bear. And sometimes it's tempting to jump ship. Now, that didn't work out too good for Jonah, did it? And when he ran from God, you know, he was supposed to preach, and he ran from God, went the other direction. And Lord had to send a great fish to get his attention. And sometimes he has to do that to us. We get out of God's will, and he has to get us back in. But you know what? If we just decide whatever the journey is, I'm in for it. You know, I think of those pirates, and maybe that's a little childish, pirates on a treasure hunt. And I think of that, but you know what? God's will, so exciting. And I get to work on staff for my dad. And for my hero, Brother Fugit, and I love working for him. You know, I do stuff every day, unclog toilets, pull weeds, you know, whatever he needs. But you know, every day is something special. What amazing journey God's will is if you seek Him. Now, why seek God? Why do we seek God? Well, it's not because He's hard to find. Turn over to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. What is seeking God? Is it, you know, looking for Him? Boy, He's hard to find. You know, we were at a church camp. The girls were there, and they played hide-and-go-seek in the dark. And that was interesting, and needless to say, and we had a good time there. But you know what? God's not playing hide-and-seek. Look at Acts 17, verse 27. The Bible says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him. Look at the next part. Though He be not far from every one of us. You know, if you feel after Him, you'll reach Him. Aren't you glad God is within arm's reach? If you need God tonight, reach out to Him. He's right there. He's not hard to find. For those of us that are saved, born again, child of God, we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. We can go to Him in prayer at any time. And at any place, we can go to the Lord and seek Him, and we will find Him. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. You know, why does God want us to seek Him early? I believe we should seek Him at the beginning of the day so we walk in the Spirit and don't walk in the flesh. You know, I don't want to make a decision walking in the flesh that will ruin my life. And He says, those that seek me early shall find me. Do you have a walk with the Lord? Are you spending time reading God's Word and praying, asking, God, what do you have for me? What do you have for your will for my life today? How sad it would be to be saved in church and to never seek after God. And I'm thankful for those that are newly saved. Boy, I get excited when someone trusts the Lord as their Savior. And babe in Christ, but you know we're supposed to grow. And babies, they learn to crawl, then they learn to walk. And you know what, as a Christian, You learn salvation, then you start learning to read God's Word. So start being faithful to church, faithful to soul winning, bus visiting, giving God all you have. He must increase, I must decrease. You know, sometimes those pursuits in life, they get in the way of seeking God. You know, just like Lester Olof when he was a child. Oftentimes his mom would say, come on in, Lester, time for supper. And Lester would say, I'm not hungry. And his mom knew what happened. He'd been down to the candy store, filling up with junk and sugar and, you know, all the things kids love. But you know what? Sometimes that's how it is. We get full of the world. And we work in those places. And the music and the different influence it has on us, we get full of those things. And yet, we don't have any effort to give God. How sad it is. You know, the Bible says He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What does diligently mean? It means characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort. You know, it takes energy to seek God. It's not easy to get up in the morning and read God's Word. And, you know, they sing that song, I woke up this morning feeling fine with heaven on my mind. That's not me. I wake up feeling bad and groggy, and I'm like, five more minutes. You know, wait, I'm 32. I can't say that, you know. And I wake up, and I have to make myself. All right, what does the Lord have for me today? God, what do you have for me? What do you have for my life? How would you lead and guide me? And to diligently seek Him, but you know what? He has rewards. Great and mighty rewards He has for those that diligently seek Him. You know, that doesn't mean just when we're in trouble, we pray for God to help us. That means a constant, consistent walk with the Lord. And talking to God on the mountain, not just the valley, amen. But you know, do we seek God like we seek another text message? Uh-oh. Didn't know I was going to go there, did you? And another phone call. You know, sometimes it's funny, teenagers and the young people in our class, you know, that cell phone, it's within arm's reach every second. And they're just waiting for that text message, you know. You can tell when they're smiling, waiting for reading that text message. Is that how we wait for God to work in our lives? Is that how we're hungry for God's leading and guiding in our life? Well, we should diligently seek Him because He is a rewarder. Number two, seeking with all your heart. Turn over to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29. Jeremiah 29, I have a lot of scripture to read. It's amazing to do a Bible study on seeking God, seeking God's face. So many verses, Jeremiah chapter 29, we're going to read verses 12 and 13. Seeking with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse number 12. The Bible says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Notice verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me. Notice when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Do you seek the Lord with all your heart tonight? You know, there's a story of a four-year-old boy who got lost in a storm. And a storm came. He got taken away from his family. Got lost in the storm. And they searched for him for 10 days. They had 100 men. They had helicopters, ATVs, all they could to find this little boy. And after 6 days of searching, they found him. What a miracle. What an amazing thing. But can you imagine the fervor that they looked for that little boy? To find that little boy that was lost? I mean, is that the fervor that we seek God in our lives? Is that the amount of energy we put in seeking God? It's a life or death situation. It's important to seek God with all our heart. You know what? If you seek God with all your heart, you'll have a heart for people. And it's great to be in a church tonight that has a heart for people. And that wants to win the lost. Boy, I missed my bus route today. And think of the kids I was texting back and forth of who came and who didn't. And but you know, several stories of the bus ministry, these two girls, that broke my heart one day. And Trinity and Briage, these two little girls, 3 and 4 year old girls. And I'll never forget, it was a Christmas time, really cold. And they came to the door and said, "Brother Jeremy, come, we want to show you our Christmas tree." They just had a small little tree over in the corner with a couple of presents. They were so excited. They had holes in the floors. And what a mess of a place it was. And they wanted to give me some quarters for Christmas. And it broke my heart. And I said, you know what? Who's going to love these little kids? Who's going to love these girls and win them to the Lord? And you know what? It's amazing, the story. They got saved in the bus ministry, amen. And they moved away to New York. And, you know, I really missed them. Trinity and Briage, they rode my bus for several years. They moved away. And not long ago, probably a year ago, I was doing the PA booth. I'm a PA man, and I got respect for you guys back there doing your job. Way to go. And shout out to you. Nobody did get many shout outs, right? So shout out to you. But you know, I was in the PA booth, and I walked down. These two girls came up and gave me a big hug, and I was like, who are these girls? Oh, Trinity and Briage. You know, our college route had picked them up. They had moved back. Now they're old teenagers. You know, it makes me feel old. And now they're teenagers and say, "Brother Jeremy, we moved back and we're coming back to church." And you know what? They remember that. Those 3 and 4 year old girls and boys, they remember when you love them and tell them about Jesus. Do you seek the Lord with all your heart? Are you winning others? And just like that verse, going into the highways and hedges and compel him to come in. And the harvest that is so many, but the laborers are few. Boy, we need to give God our whole heart. Is that how you view your walk with the Lord every morning? Searching with your whole heart. You know, the Bible says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." You probably know that verse, but you know, we can have revival in this nation if we'll just get back to seeking God. And I heard in Louisiana, they're getting the Ten Commandments back in a public place in the school. You know what? We need that all across America. Get back to the Ten Commandments and get back to the family altar. Get back to the family devotions and get back into God's Word and seeking out. Seek, what does God have for my life? And next thing, number three, seeking the wisdom of God. Turn over to the book of Proverbs. And I'll be quick here. Proverbs chapter 2. I could go all night on the verses on seeking God. And I enjoyed this study of just seeking God. What does he have for me? Boy, it gets exciting. There's nothing more exciting than seeking God. And, you know, he's the creator. And why do we want to trust in what we can have from a friend or someone else when we can go to the God who created us and has a plan for us? Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver." No, seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Or you ever lost some money? I never forget one time when I was a teenager, I lost a $100 bill. Oh man, that was tough. I looked for that day and night. For that $100 bill, I couldn't find it. Man, but I was day and night looking, and every day. And I wanted that money, right? I wanted to spend it. I want to go, you know, spend it on important things like, you know, McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, video games and good, no. But I wanted that money. Is that how we seek God? Is that the fervor of seeking silver, seeking the wisdom of God? You know, Proverbs encourage us to seek the wisdom of God, which is more valuable. You know, God's will is more valuable than money. I wouldn't trade God's will for any amount of money offered. I want to have wisdom in finding God's will for my life, in making decisions. Those decisions, I pray for wisdom that God will lead and direct me, that Holy Spirit power will guide my steps, guide my words, guide my actions, how I talk, how I live, how I dress, every part of my life to seek God and His wisdom. Number 4, seeking first His kingdom and his righteousness. Turn over to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Told you I have a lot of scripture. Matthew chapter 6. We'll finish in Matthew tonight. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. Another verse you probably could quote. We'll see that word seek again. Matthew 6, 33. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." It doesn't say to seek it when you're done with all your other pursuits. It doesn't say, you know, once you're done with pursuing, whatever you're pursuing, then you seek God with the time you have left over. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you seek his righteousness? You seek to live right and pure and holy, a clean life that God can use. The Bible says, "In all these things shall be added unto you." There it is again, those blessings of life that come from seeking first the kingdom of God. Boy, he has a great will for your life. Many years of my high school life, I spent seeking pursuing basketball. And I talked about that at the beginning. And I remember I would eat, sleep, and breathe basketball. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I couldn't wait to go play. And I loved to play through high school and from a little fella all the way up to high school. And, you know, there was a time where I had to make a decision what I was going to pursue in life. And I remember there was a time where a couple recruits from Division I schools came to my game. And I remember them talking to my dad about asking me to recruit me to play basketball. And I had to make a decision. What was I going to pursue? Was I going to pursue earthly things? Or was I going to pursue God's will, what God had for me? I'm thankful that God had more for my life than just basketball. And I don't know God's will for your life, but you should be seeking it with fervence, with your whole heart, just like I said. You know, there's beauty in seeking God. Boy, when you seek God in everything you do, there's so much beauty that comes with. The Bible says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord." Isn't God's creation beautiful? Driving this afternoon, I look out and I see the cornfields and just the beauty of God's creation. Man, it changes your aspect in life. You know, if you get in the news and you start watching those things, you start getting your hope in those things and a president or something like that, and boy, it'll cause you to get gloom. It'll cause you to not feel too good about the nation's standing right now. It'll cause you to be discouraged. But boy, you get in God's Word. You seek His Word and He'll give you a great hope. And He'll change your outlook on life. Frivolous things, you know, those pursuits that seem to matter so much, they don't matter as much. It don't matter. It matters. To please God is all that matters in life. Last of all, and I'll be done, Matthew 7, right across the page in my Bible, Matthew 7, 7 through 8, the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." You know, he who seeks finds. You seek God, He'll answer those prayers. He'll meet those needs. You know, he's our Heavenly Father. Just like a father knows what's best for his son. He knows what to give to his son, things that are good for him. You know, he knows what's good for us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what we need. Sometimes he doesn't answer prayers how we want him to answer, but he knows what's best for our lives. And we have to be seeking, asking, "God, what do you have for me today? How can I have wisdom in life? How can I have your guiding?" God isn't playing hide and seek. He's near us every day. You know, in your time of trial, he's near you. In your time of burden, he's right there waiting to hear your prayer. You know, how sad it is sometimes as Christians, we go through a hard time and we just want to pout. We want to sit in the corner and want to say, you know, everything's bad. You know, nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'll go eat worms, you know, just like the song says. That's sometimes our attitude. Truth is, God's right there within an arm's reach. He's waiting for you to pray and ask him. He wants to help you. He wants to bear those burdens. But you know how we have to go to him and say, "God, take my burdens. Lord, what do you have for me? Lord, I seek your will, your plan for my life." You know, I want to know him more than anything. I want to know more about him. You know, there's something I can know more tomorrow that I don't know today about my great and mighty God. I may be that little thimble. He may be the ocean. I can't understand everything, but boy, I can be filled with His Holy Spirit power. And you know, He'll call unto me and I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He's got something waiting for us if we just seek Him in our life.